Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday the 28th of September. Got quite a bit on today. Obviously, hopefully lots of people were on the Fulham game last night. Occasionally a bet comes along. I've not seen Fulham play this year. Couldn't tell you where they were in the league table. I couldn't tell you what their XG is. I couldn't tell you what their XG against is. I couldn't really tell you anything about them. All you do is plug the numbers into spreadsheets that do it. It churned that out yesterday and it was an absolute standout for me. And occasionally one pops its head up over the parapet and goes, here I am, bet me. And that was one yesterday. I think on every single sheet that I produce, it had it as a bet or out in front of value. And sure enough, they went on and won 2-0. So that basically is how I operate, and it was nice that some of you are on, and then the horses had a decent day as well, so I think the pod continuing to put a little bit of money in people's pockets, which is nice. Right, let's have another go today. We're back in again. Obviously Spurs are playing. Who knows, eh? What are we, 1.5, something like that? Drifted slightly. I think we were 1.44, and we're drifting up nearer 1.5, only to be expected. And those who had the ultimate email yesterday, you sort of saw my thoughts and processes in a little bit of that email. But, it's another one where if they don't score early, it'll be... war of attrition, and you know, my usual advice, you know, is lay them and back them later on. You know, when I talk about that email that I sent you, ultimate members yesterday, if you go back a few years, people who followed FTS for a long time, how much money did I make laying Liverpool at home years ago, you know, and it was the same there, and Tottenham are sort of becoming like that. Obviously Liverpool have gone on now, and that's not something you follow because the game's changing, but certain bets, Man City at home over 2.5 goals, laying Liverpool at home, particularly against lower opposition. You know, they were always good value for lay and trade, and Tottenham are becoming like that. I know they blew Palace away in the first 20 minutes, but if Tottenham do not get an early goal, then clubs come with that sort of ability to stifle them, and they haven't really got it in them to break them down, and particularly, you know, Eriksen not playing well. So it's my sort of usual advice there is... lay them with a view to back them later on. It's a fairly cheap lay. Right, what have we got today? We have got, I'll do horses first. I've got 7.20 at Chelmsford, Manjam, win and place. 7.20 Chelmsford, Manjam, win at place. 4.40 at Navan, I can't say, win and place. And in the 5.15 at Navan, Dad's Lad as a trade. So that's the three horses for today. And then I've got the home mentions, one in each league, as I try and do every week in the domestic leagues. Championship, Blackburn. League One, Ipswich. Quite bullish about both those two. And then League Two, Swindon. Not one I'm not as bullish about, but League Two, Swindon. First half goal, I've got... if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, Monaco versus Brest. If it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, I'll just give you the kickoff time. I think that's 7 o'clock. But I'll just open up that sheet and have a look for you. It is 7 o'clock, Monaco versus Brest. 0-0 on 20 minutes, drip laying under 0.5 first half goals through the next sort of 15 minutes. Over 1.5, 3 o'clock kickoff, Derby versus Birmingham. Again, if it's 0-0 after 20 minutes, Derby Birmingham, back over 1.5 through sort of 10-15 minutes, and then remove your liability as a goal goes in. And over 2.5, Circle Bruges versus Eupen at 7 o'clock in Belgium. Circle Bruges versus Eupen, again, sort of. I'd wait 5-10 minutes, let the game start, and then back over 2.5 through the sort of 5 minutes through to 15, 16, 17 minutes, something like that. And then as a goal goes in, first priority, remove your liability so you've got a free bet. So home bets, Blackburn, Ipswich, Swindon. First half goal, Monaco Brest, over 1.5 at Derby, over 2.5 at Circle Bruges. Horses, Man Jam, 7.20 at Chelmsford, I Can't Say, 4.40 at Navan, and Dad's Lad in the 5.15 at Navan is a trade. The other two win and place. That is it for the day. I think the new website, I know some of you had the security certificate issues, but that's all been sorted, I believe. Once we've actually, I think we are fairly confident that everything's working as it should be. Please do tell us if it's not, use the support feature or email me. Particularly with access to the members area, if you can't get anything, or if you're honest and there's something that you've got access to that you shouldn't, that would be nice to know as well, just so we could fix it. I'll give you, if you've got access to something you shouldn't have, and you let me know, I'll let you have it for free. At least we can fix the bug if there is one. Right, nothing else for today. I will be doing a bit of trading and sending a few WhatsApp messages out to people, but other than that, have a good Sunday. Weather's starting to turn a bit. Don't think it's going to be fantastic, but whatever you're doing, enjoy yourselves, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.